You're a health coach, right?
Correct.
What exactly does that mean?
What exactly is a holistic health coach?
Yeah.
So everybody, you know, they have their goals, and whether it's a small goal as far as changing their diet, you know, just having more energy, better relationships, you know, we all have goals, and I get to help people be accountable for those goals. I look at the person as a whole being and not just parts. Western medicine typically looks at a person, you know, at their brain or their bones or their heart. You know, they look at it as a, not a whole. And me, I look at the mind, body, and soul of a person, and we basically just work together creating step-by-step plans to reach their goals. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So I guess in summary, it seems like the main point of what you're trying to do is there's a lot of specialists out there that look at a lot of different isolated parts of a person, and you're looking at it from the aspect of trying to bring all that together so that they can help figure out and understand the whole picture and what that all means for them and how they can integrate all that for their life.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, glad I could offer that, I guess. So what was your path that led you to being a holistic health coach?
It started back in 2010 when my grandma passed away from Alzheimer's. You know, I really saw how big of a blow it was to my family, seeing her die. You know, it was a slow, painful process for the entire family, really. And, you know, we're not the first family to experience a loss, you know, like that. But, you know, it was my first real loss. And it became, you know, life became very real, and death became very real. And, you know, I thought about life, you know, on earth, and I was at my grandma's funeral, I remember, and, you know, there were so many people packed into that church for my grandmother's funeral, and that really showed me what kind of person she was, and I remember thinking, you know, I want to be a person that people love and care for, you know, and I want to be that person for others, and I've always been led towards teaching and caring for others. Even as a child, you know, I would always play teacher or, you know, just caring for other people. And so that kind of got me into teaching as a profession. You know, I went to get my education degree and found that wasn't my passion, but, you know, I continued to kind of look for different interests, and I ended up falling into the health world and just really self-educating and listening to podcasts and just getting a really true interest in holistic health, things natural, going back to the basics just made sense to me, so I eventually just started following different people, and I had heard of the Institute for Integrative Nutrition through a podcast that I listened to, and so I started following, you know, getting emails from the IIN school, and didn't think much of it, you know, continued to just self-educate, reading, and experimenting with my own health, you know, integrating better nutrition, less processed foods, more vegetables, just simple, basic things that I started doing, and it was working for me. And so it was May of 2015 April 2015 when I had gotten an email from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And something inside of me, you know, my gut instinct just said, Diana, you got to do this. And I took a leap of faith and decided to do it. I enrolled in that following May course. It would last a year, a year-long program, all online. And, you know, I was still a full-time nanny at the time, and I was, you know, busy with friends and family and life, but, you know, something was missing. And so when I signed up, I was nervous, but I was also really excited. You know, I knew that there was, if change was going to happen, I just had no idea really what was going to exactly change my life. And it comes to find out, it was one of the biggest decisions and best decisions that I made in my life. And I started May 2015, and I learned, you know, they teach us for 100 different dietary theories. And we really learned what bioindividuality was, or is, you know, everybody being different, having different backgrounds, different makeups, and no one diet is going to fit all. And so that idea, looking at the person as a whole, you know, mind, body, spirit, finding activities that really fulfill a human being, you know, versus just eating healthy, looking at the foods that we're putting in our body. Like, we have so many different kinds of foods out there that aren't actual foods. And so that program was really, really life-changing. It changed my paradigm about how I look at life, and allowed me to start my own business as well. It taught me business skills in the program. And that was another draw to the program, because I, you know, I was wanting to do something, you know, on my own as an entrepreneur, and this really worked out for me well, because I want to be able to travel, you know, with my family someday. And so building my own business really, really excites me, and doing something that I absolutely love, you know, sharing what I know with people, and sharing how it's helped me change my life, and knowing that it'll help change their life, really is a really, really big blessing in my life. And it fulfills me. And so that is kind of how I found health coaching. Cool. A long, drawn-out story, so.
That's all right. So one of the cool things that I heard you say there is the fact that something, a life event, whatever it was, caught your attention, and it got you to become self-interested in a field that you just took it upon yourself to research and figure out more. And then that led you to an email from, you know, an institution that was willing to more formally educate you. But it's like you sought something out that you were interested in. Whereas before, you were talking about being a teacher and the fact that, like, you get to a point in your life where you need to find a career, and you just, okay, I need a career, and here's a list of careers. I'm going to pick one, and I'm going to start down that path. And it obviously wasn't the be-all, end-all for you, whereas this was something that caught your attention, that you made something out of yourself, if that's fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've learned that a true career really picks you. You don't pick it.
Right.
Because, you know, life experience, like you said, my life experience showed me that there was more to life, you know, and seeing, I kind of forgot to mention, just watching my mom really became depressed, because, sure, you know, when my grandma passed away, she felt like it was inevitable that she was going to pass away of Alzheimer's, you know, and that really scared me. It made me angry, it made me sad for her, for family, and I'm like, I remember thinking, like, this doesn't have to be that way. Like, there has to be more than just fighting all these terrible diseases that we see so often. And just having that intuition, knowing that there's more to life, and we don't have to be sick and tired all the time. It's just, you know, a lot of times it's self-inflicted.
Absolutely. That can happen for sure. So then you went down the self-study path for a while, and it led you to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. Can you tell us more about what that institution does and what sort of education you got from them?
Yeah. So the Institute of Integrated Nutrition is 100% online. It's the largest online nutrition school in the world. It's an international school, and it actually is based out of New York. It used to be in-person courses, and then they wanted to have a larger impact, and so they became an international school, and I actually got to go to a health coaching conference in New York City in March to meet some classmates of mine, and I got to see the many amazing speakers, a lot of doctors from all sorts of backgrounds, and I also got to experience Joshua Rosenthal speak in front of us, and he is the founder and creator of Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and his story is pretty incredible. Just all of the self-educating that he did to even start the school on his own, and he is a true genius when it comes to teaching, teaching what he knows and has come to find is the truth for humans, what makes humans tick, what makes us happy and healthy. It's a really, really neat program, and, there was the classmates that I got to meet, they were all walks of life. There were doctors, there were stay-at-home moms, there were, people who work for companies, CEOs, all sorts of different types of people were brought into that school. I thought that was really, really amazing because it's such a melting pot. And not everybody was going there to just become a health coach. It was a lot of people, I remember talking to several stay-at-home moms who took the course took the certification because they wanted to integrate what they learned in school into their families.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't even all just people trying to become health coaches. It was, it's really a movement, is what IAN is doing, teaching the ideas that we've learned. So,
it's not really
cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's not terribly surprising that there's a diverse crowd at a health nutrition school because it's one thing that's completely ubiquitous that touches literally everybody on the planet if they so are inclined to make an attempt to keep themselves healthy, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, very cool. So you were talking a little bit earlier about the concept of bio-individuality, and I assume that probably indicates something along the lines of the fact that we all are unique people, we all have unique environments, we all have unique genetics, so the same diet, exercise program, lifestyle probably isn't always good for every single person. It needs to be tailored somewhat to that individual. Could you kind of go into more detail about your beliefs on that concept and how you integrate that into your practice?
Yeah, absolutely. It is exactly what you said, it's everybody's unique, they have different backgrounds, where their families are from, the foods that their families ate, what they ate growing up, their blood type is different, their heritage is different. Everybody is unique in their own way, and that makes us special. And so one size is not going to fit all in regards to nutrition and lifestyle and diet, because, just like learning styles, we all learn differently. We all need different nutrition, and even the same person could need something different as a child and versus being an adult. Our bodies change over time, and just teaching bioindividuality is so important because, everybody out there is they're always trying the next fad diet, you know, the next big thing. Well, this works for that person, so it should work for me. And,
right.
you know, when it doesn't work for them, they start beating themselves up. I did it wrong, or I gave up, you know, I'm a quitter, I'm a loser, you know. And just all this negative self-talk happens because they didn't succeed at this one diet that worked for that one person. And
mm-hmm.
nutrition is very unique, a unique thing because every nutrition out there, every dietary theory out there is right in some regard, you know.
Right.
It's right for somebody, you know, one person's food is another person's poison. So it's really the program teaching bioindividuality with primary foods and secondary foods really creates a unique program for each individual that I work with. And it's such a simple concept, but nobody really thinks about it. So I love sharing that with people and educating them in that realm.
Right. And I think from my experience, it seems like that whole concept of like somebody reading about some sort of personal growth thing, whether it's a diet, exercise, meditation, whatever it is, they try it, it doesn't work for them. Like, well, I don't understand. It works for everybody else. It doesn't work for me. I must be doing it wrong. I'm not good enough, whatever it is. And then that seems to be where they sort of jump off the tracks and forget the whole personal growth thing or the health thing. I assume that's something that as a health coach, you're sort of trained at keeping them on track and helping them figure out where that turn went wrong and how to keep where they're going.
Yeah, exactly. You could call me an accountability partner if you really
right.
wanted to. Because at the end of the day, we all have our own, answers inside of us. We know how to get well. Sometimes we just need to get out of our own way. And I get to kind of be the guide on the side and, you know, listen to where they're at in that present moment. And all we have is the present. And bringing people's focus into the present and how they're feeling right now and what's causing those feelings right now in their lives, those experiences to happen, and remembering, you know, keeping those goals in vision for them, because, you know, you can definitely get off course, beat yourself up because you failed or think you failed. Honestly, I don't believe in failure. It's either you succeed or you learn. And that's also a concept that I love teaching people, is because, you know, life is all about learning. And we're here to learn and expand and grow and contribute. And if we're not growing and expanding and contributing, we're becoming stagnant. And so I get to be that person on the side and really just keep their goals in check and help them succeed, finding small incremental changes to focus upon, because that's how you make habits stick, is by, you know, taking a large goal and breaking it up into small little tiny goals. And I love saying this quote, small hinges swing at big doors.
Hmm.
And it speaks so much to that idea that, you know, we have a big goal. We want to reach that big goal. But, you know, a lot of times it's challenging. It's intimidating because it's such a big goal. But when we break it down to tiny little steps, we can reach that goal together. So.
Well, and a lot of learning is failure, right? I mean, that's what trial and error is. Like, you try something, it doesn't work, and you figure out what does.
Yep, exactly.
Okay,
and
so,
that's,
go ahead.
That's what health is, you know, it's an experiment on our own body, like, seeing what works for us and listening to what works. You know, a lot of times people just, they consume, and they don't understand what it is that they're doing to their bodies, because they're not present-minded, they're not, you know, they're not feeling, they have a lot of outside, they're looking outside of themselves for happiness and joy, and they're not going inward. And so I help them find that inward, that inner voice, if you will. And because the more you listen to that inner voice, the louder it gets, and it's a lot easier to listen to that inner voice. And that inner voice is our guide to our most authentic self.
Cool. So speaking of going inward and developing an awareness, do you deal with meditation a lot?
Yes, I do. Yeah. That is a tool that I teach all of my clients. You know, and everybody's on a different journey, and it may or may not work for one client at that time in their life, but I know that if I'm educating them on the benefits of it and how to use it properly, that, you know, if they're not going to pick it up now, they can eventually use that tool. It's a tool that, you know, I'm not always going to use a hammer. I'm not always going to use, you know, you're going to use different tools at different points in your life. But I really try to teach the importance of meditation, because it really can hit so many different facets of health. You know, it's a stress reducer. Focus, you know, it helps with focus, it helps with memory, it helps with sleep, it helps, you know, it helps with so many different things that I'm super passionate about meditation, and I was meditating daily for a really long time, and I'm trying to get back into it just with life. You know, I'm not making excuses, but life happens, and so I'm not doing it daily, but I'm doing it, you know, I do it 5 times out of the week.
Sure.
And just from my experience and finding the benefits, I just really try to educate clients on how important. I mean, I share it with everybody, honestly. I share it with anybody I talk to, because it's such a cool and, again, simple tool to have in your pocket. You know, if you're tired, you're stressed, you have to make a big decision. That's a tool that you can use at any moment, anytime. It's free, and it's simple. So I love simple. I love going back to basics, and that's what I find works best for people. So.
But to be able to do meditation, I mean, first you need to shave your head, right? Then you need a robe, you have to have a pillow, you have to sit full lotus style, you have to be on top of a mountain, and the sun has to be at a certain angle. Like, that's meditation, right?
Oh, exactly. That's exactly meditation. Meditation, it's literally sitting at your kitchen table, taking a break from everything, shutting your phone off, setting a timer for, you know, even if it's a new practice for you, start with, if you've done zero meditation, I really would encourage finding maybe an app and I really like to share Headspace app is what it's called.
Yeah.
That is a really solid meditation app that I share with my clients, and I've used it before. It taught me, it showed me kind of what to do to get started. I personally like to sit on a yoga mat before I do my yoga, and I sit and meditate. And to me, meditation is really just focusing on your breath. And when we focus on our breath, we are being present-minded, and the idea behind meditation is not to shut yourself off. That is impossible. And if you're going to do that, like, you are going to feel like a failure, because it is impossible to shut your mind off. But when you focus on your breath, you are being present-minded, and you can say, you know, you're focusing on your breath, and you start thinking, and you're like, oh, I'm thinking again. okay, focus on my breath. Go back to the breath. Keeping that breath always the goal to focus on. That is how I meditate. And it's as simple as that, you know, start small. If you've never done it before, start with just a minute a day and work up to 5 minutes. And when you're doing 5 minutes solid for a couple weeks, try 10 minutes, you know, and slowly increment your way into creating a meditation habit where you're doing it every day at the same time.
And it's the practice that gets the benefit, right? So like you said, people will think, oh, I thought a thought, so I failed at meditation, right? But no, just the fact that you recognize that you thought it, and then you went back to the breath, that's the exercise, that's the training, that's what's building the muscle of your brain, right?
Yes, exactly. It's the practice of going back, telling your brain, you know, you're not going to think right now, you're going to focus on the breath. You know, yoga does the same thing. When you practice yoga, you're focusing on your breath. And movement, and doing it daily. Like, again, like, if you eat an apple, you know, once a week, it's not going to do the same if you eat an apple a day or broccoli a day, you know what I mean?
Right.
You have to get into a practice of doing it. Not to say that you're not going to find benefits from doing it irregularly, but you're going to see the most benefit from doing it as a practice daily, trying to do it at the same time every day, whenever it works for you, you know, so.
And a lot of people, you know, everybody has so much to do, right? And a lot of people say that it's just one more thing to try to fit in their schedule. But I think the thing that people don't understand is, like, meditation is one of those things that makes you better at everything else. So, like, if you put in 10 or 15 or 20 minutes a day for meditation, you're going to get more efficient at the rest of the stuff that you're doing, and you're actually going to net gain time as you get better at it. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Oh my gosh, yes, 100%. Yeah. I completely agree. It just makes you more time efficient. You're able to focus and think more clearly and quickly. Seriously, meditation is so incredible, and everybody needs to be doing it. It's just a matter of learning how, you know. Yeah. I found the more I talk about it, people really don't know what it is. Like, I was just telling a girl that I'd met, she asked me, like, how to meditate, and she kind of guessed then what she thought it was, and she really had no idea what, you know, she thought she had to shut her brain off, and she's like, it's so hard, I can't do that, I can't sit still that long, and I'm like, no, like, that's not what you want to do, and this is how you want to do it, and she's like, oh, that sounds awesome, I'm going to try it again, so, you know, it's just education, and people just really have no idea.
I would agree. Very cool. So, okay, so say somebody's listening to this, like some of the things that you have to say, they're interested in this whole holistic health coach idea. Mm-hmm. They approach you, they want to work with you. What can they expect from the experience? How does it start, and where do they go from there?
So, if someone were interested in my services, you know, I would have them set up an appointment with me for a complimentary health history, and that includes a 50-minute session. They would fill out the health history, and we would be going over, you know, their information as far as, you know, their blood type, their ancestry, their family, support that they have in their life, what they're eating, what they ate as a child, you know, what they're eating as an adult now, activities that they enjoy doing, you know, a whole host of things that we would talk about in the 50 minutes. And that really helps me get an idea of what their goals would be as far as health and life. And we would kind of choose what goals that they want to work on. You know, then from that health consult, we would begin a 6-month health coaching session, or health coaching program, and that includes 12 50-minute sessions. And they found that 6 months is optimal because it takes time to form habits. And again, we take goals and create small incremental changes to reach those goals, and that are your those are your habits that we're trying to change. And so we find different ways, little tweaks that we can make to reach those goals. And again, it's very individualized based on what that person needs in their life, and we work together to find a plan that works best for them. And in each session, I give between 1 and 3 recommendations, whether that be, meditating daily, or, reading more often, or eating more vegetables, getting more sleep. It just really just depends on the person. But that is kind of the synopsis of what goes on in the 6 months that we have together. And it goes so quickly, so quickly. So, but it's a lot of fun.
Sure, I believe that. So if, say, somebody's, for whatever reason, reading this blog interview post in London or something, can they work with you from London?
Yeah, that's what's so awesome about this. It is all, it can be done over the phone. These sessions, most of my clients we do our sessions over the phone. It is fun to see the person, in person, but I love to travel, and that is a big goal of mine, is to have a business that can support me when I'm traveling. And, so that will allow myself and my clients to, go mobile. And everybody's busy, and I understand that, and I'm busy as well. And so being able to, do it over the phone, over Skype, over FaceTime, there's so many different great ways to connect online that that I can work with anybody, anywhere, really. So.
Well, that's cool. You're global, Diana. You're a global entity. That's amazing.
I love it. Huh? That sounds pretty awesome.
Okay, so that's the bulk of the main contextual questions that I have, but I wanted to try some little, since this is the first interview for the Burt Betterman site, I wanted to try a fun little game. It's a game, but it's also more questions. It's like a lightning round, so I'm going to give you like a list of certain topics and just give me like your first gut impression, or like, yes, I like it, no, I don't, something short, something sweet, a little snippet like that. Does that make sense? The first one we already kind of covered, but meditation.
I love meditation, and I think that everybody should try it, whether it's 5 minutes a day or 20 minutes a day. It's something that everybody needs to integrate into their life for so many different health benefits that I have already talked about.
Awesome. Number 2 would be cold thermogenesis.
I've tried this before.
Yeah.
And it definitely works. I believe that, our bodies adapt very, very well. And if you struggle with being cold all the time, like I do, taking cold showers, submerging yourself being cold, you are adapting to that temperature. And it can have a lot of great health benefits. I haven't looked at it as of recently, but last I remember, it just helps kind of overall health and longevity. So
that's fair. What about sunlight?
Sunlight is a big one. People are not getting enough vitamin D, unfortunately, especially with sunscreens and the scare of skin cancer. And quite honestly, I believe that if you are smart about being in the sun, you know, going out in times of day when it's not, you know, the strongest sunlight, avoid the strong sunlight and be outdoors and get a natural sunscreen. You know, your natural suntan is our protection from the sun, and that way you're allowing your body to take in the natural vitamin D. You know, you don't need to be outside for long, long periods of time to get a good amount of vitamin D in your system. And too many people are vitamin D deficient and they have no idea.
Awesome.
Sunlight's huge.
I would agree. Number four is puppies.
Puppies?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I was just telling my friend Tim, I was walking my boyfriend's dog today, and I absolutely love dogs, and I was just saying how important they are, like, to me, and they're not even my dogs, and they just are so happy to see me, and they make me feel so loved. And, you know, I have another little puppy that I live with, and she's just the sweetest thing. And they love me no matter what. You know, every day they come home wagging their tail. And it really is it's medicine for the soul to have a puppy.
That's all. I'm glad I slipped that one in there. I didn't know it would have any sort of connection to your day, but that's great.
Yeah, that's funny. That's awesome.
Number five, what's your thought on the quote, "everything in moderation"?
My first reaction is it's a myth. I mean, thinking that it's a very, I'm trying to gather my words here. I feel like it's a myth because if you were to feed yourself properly and nutrient dense foods, for example, you can eat and eat and eat as many nutrient-dense foods as you want and, you know, maintain your weight. And your body's going to tell you when you're full, you know. Naturally, it's going to tell you. Your hormones are going to kick in saying, I'm full, I'm done eating. You know, if people were just eating real foods, that would take a lot of the whole moderation mindset away. Because when your body's getting what it needs, it's going to have less cravings, you know, for all the terrible foods out there, like sugar, processed foods, you know. I can go on and on. Does that make sense?
Absolutely does, yeah. So the last lightning round topic is, what is the most helpful book that you've ever read? I know that's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Maybe I'll give you three. You can list up to three if you're torn.
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think of all the books that I have read. You know, I kind of dabbled in speed reading.
Nice.
In my past. And so speed reading is kind of, it just, the idea is to take information from, you know, books are information, you know,
sure.
and a lot of times books are a lot longer than needed. You can get a lot of information, like the main information that you need from a book by reading bits and pieces of it. And that's kind of the idea of speed reading that I learned. So I'm trying to think of something that I think it's called The Power of Habit. I think that's what it's called. That has been a really influential book in my life. Just knowing that we are habitual beings and our habits run our life. And if you have negative habits, you're going to have negative results. And if you have positive habits, you're going to have positive results. Another one that I absolutely loved. The Miracle Morning was a really great one. Have you ever read that?
I have not, but I know what it is. It makes a lot of sense to me. The
thesis. It's a really great book, and, you know, just showing how anybody can change their life at any point in their lifetime. Another one that I loved Andy Andrews. It's called...
Everybody brain farts.
What?
Everybody brain farts.
The Traveler's Gift is what it's called. That was really, really cool. Just a really cool book about this man's experience. You know, he hates his life, and he gets into this car accident, and he basically time travels. And to some of the most influential people in the, you know, in our history, and he gets different advice from each individual on how to be successful in life. You know, what's their take on life and how they got to where they were. And there's just some really, really awesome nuggets from that book that I took away. That, yeah, that's just a definitely a must read for anybody looking to make positive changes in their life.
Awesome.
Those are the three that I'm thinking of right now.
That's a great list of three. And the speed reading thing. We got a little bonus there, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's all the questions that I have. I really appreciate you taking the time to share some of your knowledge, and I trust that people will find it helpful and valuable. And, yeah, so thanks for being on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to do this, and I'm always happy to, you know, help.